Yo, what's good? I'm built to love people. Your God can listen because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach. So, you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome. If you've never listened to Unfiltered Love Radio before, thank you. If you've been listening, thank you. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and help us reach this 7.6 billion people because, you know, I can't do it by myself. I'm not the only person with the message. But if you like my message, I would like you to share my message. I'd like you to become my message. I would like you to be, what do we say around here? Lit. Yes, lifted, inspired, and transformed. The whole goal of the station is to make sure that you are lifted, inspired, and transformed so that you can be free and live your mega life. How do we do that? We do it by sharing messages. We do it by taking the concepts. We're doing it by understanding who we are and mastering the person that we're supposed to be, by mastering our purpose, by mastering our vision, by mastering our mission and our plan, and we put it all in love. And I know we're going to have a whole episode about what unfiltered love is, and I'll talk about that, but let's just clear it up. Unfiltered love is love that's unfiltered. Love is not all these rainbows and cute babies and all the pretty things. It's not the sunny days in life. Sometimes it's the hell that comes with life. You know, in preparing for this podcast, none of my equipment wanted to work this morning. I'm going to just be real. So I was like, should I do this Unfiltered Love Radio this morning? And I was like, oh, okay, you got to still do it. So that's sometimes what love is. Sometimes love is facing those hard things that we don't like in ourselves. Sometimes love is facing the hard things we don't like in other people. And sometimes love is hard to master because we are still the hypocrites that we see. Woo! Yes, I know. I'm starting off a little heavy. We ain't even started the subject. So you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. All right, so today's topic is where the hell did they come from? Where the hell did they come from? You ever be looking at people and you ever wonder to your in your life, like, how did this person get in my life? How are these type of people in this world? Why do these people exist? It's a good question to ask because, you know, Deborah Cox made a whole song out of it. Y'all made the song go viral, platinum and all this stuff. And it's like, how did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. Really? Really? Because if you feel that way about somebody else, guess what the feeling is probably about you? How the hell did you get here? Where the hell are you supposed to be? Every time somebody doesn't agree with what we agree with, every time somebody doesn't look the way we think they should look, or every time somebody doesn't act the way in the way that we think they should act, we always wonder, who the hell raised them? How they get here? How in the hell did you get here? The same way that they got here. Let's think about that for a second. We all have biases, right? And we all go through this life thinking that our way is the way of life because of the way we were raised, because of the way that we were taught, because of the just life around us. And we say, well, this is the undetermined fact of who I am. I am who I am. I am who I should be. And I just don't like this. And I just don't like that. And I don't like you. Guess what you really don't like? Yourself. Because everything that you see negative in the world that you're facing, it's all internal. You are looking at you. You are looking at situations through only your lens and your perspective and how you see things. So what you're really facing is you. I know. And you're probably like, how am I facing me? You're facing you because every time that somebody thinks about saying something to you the wrong way, quote unquote, you snap, you pop off, you get angry, you get mad, and you look at them and you say, every time somebody does not look the way that you think they should look, you say, ugh, why would they do that? Ugh, that's just weird. Bruh, what? People are weird. People are strange. Guess what? So the hell are you? So the hell are you? All the labels you put on other people, They're you. It's you facing you. It's you looking at you. It's you overcoming you. Because everybody talks about, I just want to be accepted for me. I'm just looking for peace. And I hope I get peace and love. And that's all I'm going to give out. And we act as if we don't have to face our own demons. We act as if we're not part of somebody else's cause. The reality is, in this life, as good as you may be or as evil as you may be, you are somebody's hero. And you are also somebody's villain. Welcome to human nature. So the reality is, welcome back to Unfiltered Love Radio. I'm the Freedom Coach. So look, the reality is, when you recognize you, it ain't all that damn good. Can we be honest for a second? Some of the stuff that we see in the world is us. Some of the stuff we don't like in the world is our insecurities. Some of the people that we despise, we're jealous of. You know why? Because that person made it apparent that they were free. That person made it apparent that they can do whatever the hell they wanted to do without being a part of your restrictions. What? Yes. That's the reality. The reality is, we look at ourselves through the lenses of other people. So we see ourselves and we see something we don't like in us, and we point it out in everybody else. The part of being a higher being and a higher called person is to recognize that you are everything that you hate. Ooh, that's recognizing. I used to always say, I just want to master being me. I want to be the best Kel I can be. I want to be able to understand who I am. And you know what I was pointing out? Every flaw that ever happened. And I was like, but I'm doing good in life. I fasted. I prayed. I said, Jesus, come into my life. Welcome, Holy Spirit. And all the hell broke loose. Because I started recognizing things all around me. And then I started realizing, guess what? You ain't all that good, buddy. You think that these people are good, and you think that these people are doing these things, and they piss you off, and they make you mad, and they say things that you're just like, what the hell are they even talking about? And you're like, how could you ever? And what you're recognizing is things that could literally happen to you. Things that you can actually become. Or things, okay, things that really affected you in your past, right? Or that you saw somebody else doing, you're like, I'm gonna never be that person. All because you were hurt. All because you were disheveled. All because your little feelings, they weren't intact at the time, and you didn't know how to harness your emotions. We ain't really all that good ourselves. Because now we've internalized all of that, right? We took it all in and was like, okay, I vow to myself, I'm never gonna hurt anybody. And about a year later, maybe a day later, if you meet, probably 2 minutes later, you hurt somebody. And it wasn't intentional. Some of this stuff is, 98% of the stuff is not intentional. Because if we can really see ourselves, we'll take a step back and go, whoa. Now, this is not to body shame nobody, but I know I do it to myself. Have you ever looked at the camera and somebody takes a picture of you, and it's not a selfie because you didn't take it yourself, because you know the right angles, you know the right lighting, you know how to look. And you be like, who took this picture? Why did they take this picture of me like this? Am I really that skinny? Am I really that fat? Am I really that dark? Was my hair really looking like that? And we look at all of the things about the picture. But guess who's in the picture? You. Somebody just captured you, and you were able to actually see yourself. And the person who took the picture said, oh my God, it was such a cute picture. It was so nice. And you're like, what the hell? Did you see what I saw? Because you start recognizing your flaws because you're looking outward at yourself. So the reality is, if we're honest, we ain't all that good. So we're back on Filter Love, people. Look, it's a lot going on in just these first few minutes of the podcast, right? You're like, bro, you really coming at me. You making me look at me and now me. And the reality is the world really isn't about us. Guess what? Your world, my world, our world is not about us. It's about everything that we're connected to. Though we should take time for us, though we should love us, though we should master us, but it's to be connected to everything else that surrounds us. Our environment, our policies, our laws, our family, our friends, our communities. The whole thing is for us to understand who we are so that we can help somebody else go along their journey, to give them a boost up, to lift their lives. That's it. Really simple. And so in order to do that, one of the things that we have to do is be the change we require. A lot of times we say, this should change. We should fix this. Let's go protest. Let's march. Let's riot. Let's burn the shit down. And all of those things are good, fine, and dandy. You can do all of those things because guess what? It's your human right to make a choice, whether good, bad, or indifferent. But if you're doing all of that and you're not changing you and you're not recognizing that you too are a part of the problem, then you're not becoming the change that you require. See, you want to see things done and you expect somebody else to do what you want to see done. They can't. Because God made one of you. Your fingerprint, the irises of your eye, only you have them. Only you. Nobody else in this world has yours. There's some people that have your DNA. I mean, never mind. We're not going to even go there because I'll tell you about people who got my DNA. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. And we ain't going to talk about that today because y'all know we can talk about that too. But the reality is, even if they got my DNA, they still know me. They're just replicas of the kids that I let them. Never mind. Y'all know. Because some people got y'all DNA too. Stop playing. Y'all know it. And you let some DNA in you. You still ain't them and they still ain't you. All right, back to this. We got to be the change we require if we want shit to change. If you honestly want something to change, you got to become that. I hate when people say, you know what? I really wish I can go back to school. I just can't. Because these teachers suck. 2020 came and taught a lot of people who said teachers suck a big lesson. That one? Yeah, a lot of damn teachers sucked. Y'all know I worked in education for a minute, so it's a lot of sucky ass teachers out there. But it also taught some people it ain't an easy job. It's not a very respected job. You have to deal with lesson plans. You have to deal with rebellious children. And if you don't have any of those classroom management skills, or you come from a different neighborhood than them, then you're almost doing a disservice being there, and you're just a filler. And some of the real teachers, they never get to be teachers and express who they are because of the red tape. I mean, it's society, right? It's what we've learned. God forbid that he tells Noah to build an ark today. We ain't gonna never make it through the system. It's gonna take 4 years for that ark to be built. We gonna been flooded, reborn, heaven and earth been the man, psh, dead. You know why? Because the government's gonna say, well, you can build your ark, but you only can build it between 8 and 5. Now, after 5 o'clock, what you're going to have to do is get a special permit. And that's going to have to go through this person. Oh, and they're out of the office for 2 weeks. Oh, and did you send so-and-so an email? Because if you didn't send them an email, then I can't even have this conversation with you. And before that, you're going to be on hold for 20 minutes because, you know, we just don't do anything. We're like an automatic service. So what was that you want to build again? Then you have to re-explain the process. And by that time, you're like, you know what? F this guy. If you want the arc, you send it yourself. So we never really are willing to put in the work to become the change we want to see. Because there's so much red tape and changing. We have to treat people different. We have to act different. We have to look different. And in some circumstances, we have to cut off those people around us. Because you asked the question, how the hell did they get here? You attracted them. You wanted them to be there. You keep inviting them in by the things that you're doing, so they're drawn to you. Your frequency is right here, so that's the energy you put off, so that's the energy you get. So how the hell did they get here? There are representations of you before you become your higher self. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. You know it's your guy, Kalissens. I am the Freedom Coach. And I hope somebody's getting free today. I hope that you don't think so highly of yourself that you don't think you have to change. Because we all got to change. We all got to do something different. We all got to be better. And you're not as bad as you was yesterday. But you're here today, so you can make an improvement. And every day if you make an improvement, it helps you become the better version of you. That's why the station exists. I want to help you with those tools to be lifted, inspired, and transformed. I learn these tools because I like to be lifted, transpired. I like to be lifted, inspired, and transformed. I was going to say transpired, and I do not want to transpire anything. I don't even know what the hell that means. trans-inspiration? I don't know. Like, y'all know, I'll be saying stuff, and I'll be like, what? That shit didn't make no sense, boy. But you know, I'll self-correct myself and get it together. So, one thing that I keep hearing over and over and over again, and this thing has been in like 9 of the books that I've read recently. And it talks about the limitations of ourselves, right? And it talks about how we are and how we're going to grow. And when we're mastering ourselves, what are we going to do? So if you don't know me, you know, I read a lot of leadership books and I write a lot of these little blogs and articles around. And so when I'm doing research or I'm looking and I'm trying to find stuff, you know, I want to know, you know, the old word gnosko, it means to know, you know, so that's that biblical talk. You know, we get there too. When I'm looking through life and I start looking at the life of Jesus and I'm going to use him as an example, one thing that always really makes me excited and I get real interested in is that bro never questioned himself. He died because he kept saying he was the king. And people around was like, bro, what the hell? You ain't the Messiah. And he was like, oh, but I am though. And he was like, they were like, you willing to die for? He's like, psh, what's up? And that has to be us. We have to be so sure of who we are. We have to master ourselves so much that when we say, how the hell did they get here? We know how they got there. We actually know. Like, it's a difference between knowing something and knowing something. Because no matter what somebody else is saying around you, no matter how it looks, no matter what you feel like, the reality is, if you know you, nobody else can't tell you about you. If you know something, nobody can sway your opinion of that. It's what you know. Now, can you agree to disagree? Absolutely. Do you have to think you know everything? Hell no. None of us do. But when you know you, nobody should be able to tell you better than you. I know that was like a whole sentence, right? Nobody should be able to tell you better than you. Are we? Because it's the truth. It's true. You got to know you. So I just keep hearing the same concept, and one of the writers put it this way, and I had to write it down because I had to share it with y'all. The soul must meet its limitations. What? the soul must meet its limitations. My question to you, and the question that I asked myself, like the ninth time I saw this, it was like, what's limiting you, son? What the hell is limiting you? The soul meets its limitations, so that way the soul know what it's facing, so that way it can manifest what it has to do in this world. So every time you see somebody that pisses you the hell off, you're looking at a piece of you, and that's a limitation that you have. So now that self-fulfilling prophecy that you said, I don't like this, this, and this, you have to actually play it out. You have to actually go face it and re-engineer or reverse engineer what's going on, so that way you can master that part of you. That's your soul meeting yourself. You ever meet somebody that's more stubborn than you? That's more stuck up than you? That's more loosely living than you? That's more free thinking than you? And you hate those things. You hate them. But that's your soul saying, hey, that's who we are too. Oh, we too are Thanos. Oh, okay. We too cause destruction. And this is where you get the whole concept that I love and that you'll hear me say often is no one is above grace. No one, not even you. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of ways that we have, but until we face those things, until we recognize who we are, we start to realize ain't nothing happening different. So you have to be conscious of the fact that you are a part of the problem. And your soul has met its limitation, and knowing that limitation gives you an advantage. And the advantage is really simple. I know what I can and cannot tolerate. So that I cannot tolerate, I'm going to try to fix in me. And that's the whole point of this whole podcast, this whole episode right here is the point of that. What I cannot tolerate in others, I'm going to try to fix in me. So y'all know we don't go nowhere without doing an affirmation or some kind of visual thing. So wherever you are, just get in your mind that you want to be a better person. You want to be the higher part of you. You want to be the God that lives inside of you, the God in the mirror. You want to represent the God in the sky here on this planet. I don't know what planet we on. You know, it's Earth 2269 something. Because who knows? Who knows? Who knows what dimension you're in at this moment? But if you can hear my voice, I want you to get in your mind what we are about to do. So the old people say, all hearts and minds are clear. Clear. And say this with me. The limitations of my soul will cause me to be my higher self. The limitations of my soul will cause me to be my higher self. The limitations of my soul will cause me to be my higher self. So that's the first part. The second part is I release everything that I dislike and accept everything that I'm supposed to be. So I can change the world. I release everything that I dislike to change everything that I'm supposed to be so I can change the world. I release everything that I dislike to become everything I'm supposed to be to change the world. We all can change the world. We all have the ability. We all have the power. We all have the authority. Understand the power of the I am. Claim who you want to be. Let you attract people that you won't ask where the hell did they come from in a negative connotation, that you'll say, where the hell have you been? I've been looking for you. I've been waiting for you. Because then the reality is we've been waiting for ourselves to grow up and mature and become the higher versions of us. We're longing for that. And other timelines and dimensions, that's what we want. So thank you for listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. I hope that something that was said will change your life. I hope that you've been lifted, inspired, and transformed. And as we always say around here, be free. and live your mega life.
Oh, thank you.